Hello, my name is Adam Amaya, A-D-A-M-A-M-A-Y-A. I am recording an interview with...
Adalissa Hinojosa, A-D-A-L-Y-S-S-A-H-I-N-O-J-O-S-A.
The city you're from?
Oh, I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas.
And I'm also interviewing...
Michaela Rodriguez, M-A-K-A-Y-L-A-R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, and I'm from Portland, Texas.
Okay, and today's date is September 28, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University Kingsville as part of the university's 2024 Tamales Fest. So, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean comfort. It means nostalgia. It's like a metaphor of like you wrapping yourself like with the masa. It's a comfort and kind of embracing your identity, especially during Hispanic Heritage Month, and especially during like the holidays. It brings in that nostalgic part of you to kind of reminisce on who you are, what your culture, and how you embrace yourself as a person and individual through the comfort of your food.
Yes. And you, Michaela, what does it mean to you?
Like family and like coming together and just, yeah, like what you said, warmth, love.
Okay, and do y'all both have any special memories of tamales in y'all's family?
Oh, okay. So I want to say for almost every Christmas holiday, my grandma would come around, and during November, she would be like, who's going to sign up to help with the masa, with the husk, who's going to help clean them, like doing different shifts. So being one of the grandkids, especially there, and being like her right hand, going into the kitchen every morning or even throughout the night and just smelling them bake and cook and just hearing like her singing in the kitchen and just kind of doing like a lullaby. It really does represent my whole childhood because she was a symbolic figure for us.
And you're always gonna remember that memory no matter what.
Always.
Yeah.
What about you, Michaela?
Well, I knew that grandma would always, I knew that she would make them handmade, so that's what made them really special during the holidays.
And, okay, one major question I have to ask y'all both. How do y'all eat tamales?
Oh.
Different ways.
So I take my tamale, I unravel it a little bit, and then I kind of get a fork and I get like the part that didn't come off with the meat, and then I'll kind of eat that part, and then I'll get the ketchup, and then I'll kind of like just, you know, then it's like a hand food, and then you just go into that.
Okay, and what about you?
I unravel it, I open it up, and then I just get a fork and I eat it like bit by bit.
Okay, so y'all use forks.
I don't use
you know
ketchup.
That's very nice. So, do y'all buy them? If y'all have to buy them, do y'all buy them from anywhere?
Oh, yes, I do buy them. I will say that HEB is definitely underrepresented. You can buy, mi tienda, little home style care collective.
Yeah.
You can buy it there. They're $9 for 12 of them for a dozen. And they're really good. What I do kind of like, to tell my family that I did make them, I put them in the oven and and I wrap them in foil and then I present it to them and be like, oh yeah, I really put my hard work into it.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay. What are your favorite kind of tamales and why?
Oh, my favorite kind of tamales are pork. I mean, that's why I'm a javelina. Porky the javelina, hello.
Yeah, it would have to be pork.
Okay, and then my last question would be, what is the most unusual tamale filling that you've ever seen?
Oh my gosh, I saw that somebody did cream cheese with grape jelly, and I thought that was very unsettling because how do you get the grape jelly to kind of cook? But I don't discredit them. They said it was good. I just, that's not my cup of tea.
What about you, Michaela?
I don't think I've seen an odd.
An odd?
No.
Okay, well, that conducts today's interview.